Then there's sight. There's different types of spiritual sight. There's sight that we have in our dreams. We see all kinds of images there. And sometimes our higher self will communicate with us through our dreams. And then there's the imagination. Imagination is important to develop because all of us have imagination, but not all of us have ability to bring down images from the higher spheres. But using our imagination strengthens this muscle that we have within our mind. And it strengthens it so that if we let our imagination roam, then pretty soon our higher self will pick up different things we're imagining and use these as communication tools between it and us. So it's important that we let our imagination roam. You'll find that the greatest souls that have ever lived have had a very powerful imagination. Einstein used to talk about when he was young, he used to imagine riding a light beam. And he'd ride this light beam around this universe, and he would watch this light beam to see how it worked. And after thinking about this for years, he finally came up with the theory of relativity and a lot of his other ideas. But he started just by imagining riding a light beam. That's kind of a weird thing to imagine, but it really worked for him. It caused him to come up with theories that changed the world, and many of them have been proven true. So let our imagination roam. Let your imagination go where it's never gone before. And it can, the energy that you send out can come back and feed you and lead you to many truths. There's many different planes. The next plane up we want to reach. Well, first of all, we want to eliminate the greatest deception device at all, which is the lower emotional body. The feeling nature is divided in two. The lower emotions governed by the solar plexus, and the higher emotions governed by the heart. And 90% of humanity are governed by the lower emotions and the solar plexus. You can tell this because of how they make decisions. And perhaps a great example of this was the O.J. trial. And it all come down to, you know, they had absolute proof, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that O.J. was guilty. They did the DNA tests, and there was one chance in a million that it wasn't O.J.'s blood at the scene, you know. And so all the evidence pointed to the fact that he was guilty. But then O.J. tries on this glove, and Johnny Cochran, a master of manipulating the emotions, says just before O.J. tries on the glove, he knew it wasn't going to fit, or at least it looked like it wasn't going to fit. Just before O.J. tries on the glove, Johnny Cochran says, if the glove doesn't fit, we must acquit. And O.J. puts his hand in there kind of like this, you know.
No, we'll never forget that.
And he said, oh, I can't get that glove on. And the jury thought, well, I guess that's it. He's right. If it doesn't fit him, we must acquit. And so this little soundbite did more to free O.J. than how long did that trial go on? Over a year, right? Went on forever and ever. They presented tons of evidence. All that was accounted to nothing. It all come down to the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. I mean, that one sentence overrid just everything because it touched people's solar plexus. It appealed to their emotions. And just enough of their mind to make the people think they were using their mind. Yeah, that makes sense. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. You know, they just overread the DNA evidence and the testimonies and everything else. The glove doesn't fit, it must acquit. And so this emotionally based argument, phrased just with perfection by Johnny Cochran, freed what everybody believes on hindsight now was a guilty man. And but this illustrates how most people are governed by the solar plexus. That they'll see things upside down, that if something feels right to them at the moment, they'll throw out all logic, all evidence, and go by what their lower emotions tells them registers with that emotion is the right thing. We see this in politics a lot. I mean, people on both sides just arguing like crazy, and most of the arguments on both sides are from the emotional nature. And if you get in between some of these arguments and try to be a voice of reason, both sides will attack you and throw you out of the room. But we're at emotional tension in our world, not only in the United States, but it's all over the world. Where it used to be, when I was a kid, the religions were at each other's back, but now it's politics a lot more than religion, and they're going after each other like crazy. And it's a lot of it is based on pure emotion without using the mind. The next step up for humanity, the difference between the Piscean age we're leaving and the Aquarian age we're entering, is we're leaving the emotional based age to an air sign. Air is equated to mind. And it's going to take, the Tibetan tells us it's going to take another 120 years to switch over. But right now there's a lot of six-ray souls, and six-ray souls are governed strongly by emotion. Six-ray souls have been predominant in among humanity for all during the Piscean Age. And they're going to continue to be quite dominant for about another 120 years. And then after that, they're going to be phased out. They're not so many of the emotional-based souls will incarnate, because we'll be switched over enough and polarized finally in the age of mind to where it will draw a higher grade of thinking souls into incarnation. Right now, this may be 10% of humanity that can access the mind, the higher mind, any degree, or the higher parts of the heart. So the solar plexus is the regular desire nature. And what the desire nature does, it turns everything upside down, inside out, wrong side out. It takes the truth and it twists it. If you tell an emotional polarized person, if you have an argument with them, and if you say something that's not, doesn't register quite right with them, and if you ask them to repeat it, they won't repeat what you said. They'll turn it around and twist it, and they'll say that you believe something totally different than you believe or said. This will often happen with dealing with an emotional-based person. You can't win an argument with them. You can argue with them, and I argue with them all the time, but you can't win an argument, and you can't change their mind. The only thing that will change their mind is if they go through a lot of pain because of their decisions, and then they may change their mind. It was funny. The only time I've seen both political sides in unity was right after the 9/11 disaster. For about 2 weeks, the Republicans and Democrats were holding hands and singing Kumbaya, and they were on the same side. But it only took about 2 or 3 weeks for them to go back to the way they were. That's about the only thing that can unite the two political sides, is if there's some enemy like invasion from outer space. Reagan came up with that idea. He said that if we had an invasion from outer space, that might bring both sides together to fight the alien presence. But which reminds me, we do have Independence Day number 2 coming out on the 4th of July. That'll be an interesting show.